Let's get wet. Perhaps at a very early age, we learn the seductive allure and the spontaneous thrill of water. It happens every time we dive into a less than warm swimming pool. It happens when we're caught in a rainstorm without an umbrella. It happens any day when a sprinkler unexpectedly showers us in a business suit. For Kiki and Mac Devlin, it happened across from Notre Dame Basilica in Montreal, Canada. Mr. and Mrs. Devlin had organized a family trip as a way to expand their kids' take on the world. Like an erudite Clark Griswold, Mr. Devlin had envisioned a chock-a-block trip of cathedrals, museums, and fine cuisines. Both kids had gamely followed along in the adult footsteps, but the nonstop sightseeing had clearly taken its toll on the kids. "Do we have to?" 8-year-old Mac asked his dad as the kid plopped down on a concrete bench. "It's too hot," his sister, Kiki, added. Mr. Devlin looked at the church tower across the street and started ticking off the appeal of this site. A, it was built in 1829. B, it's the basilica for the entire city. C, it has world-famous mosaics and stained glass. "What's a mosaic?" little Kiki asked. "Some churchy art thing," the brother correctly guessed. "How long?"
10 minutes tops," Mr. Devlin promised.
"Can we just rest here?" Kiki looked at her mother with her best sad-eyed, please, 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 pleading expression. Mrs. Devlin looked around the courtyard and saw no imminent dangers. A few tourists, a few fountains, a short line to get into the basilica. Young Mac, sensing an opening, knew the magic words. "Mom, we won't talk to anyone. We won't take any candy. We won't wander away," he said, looking at the gushing street fountains a few feet from the bench, which in his mind hardly constituted wandering. "Besides, it's Canada," the kids said. "People aren't so crazy here."
10 minutes, Mom answered. "I am trusting you." When the couple walked away towards the cathedral doors, Mac overheard, "Are you sure?" from his dad. "Honey, they're tired," she wearily answered. As the couple walked into the basilica, she added, "Fact is, I'm tired too. Why don't you go ahead and look at the mosaics? I'll keep an eye on the kids from this window." She then perched in the vestibule and watched the spontaneous drama unfold. Clearly, young Mac was transfixed by the splash of the nearby fountains. There were at least 6 or 7 water sprouts jetting from the concrete, and no older person seemed attracted to them. Some looked at maps, some looked at guidebooks. Only Mac saw the fountains. "Are you really hot?" he asked his younger sister. She nodded yes. He pointed to the gushing waters, and then, like any 8-year-old with a silly, mischievous master plan, he started to giggle.
Let's get wet."
He held out his hand gallantly to his younger sister. She looked back at the basilica, wiped a drop of sweat from her forehead, and followed. Within minutes, they danced through the 6 fountains. At first, like a game, they tried to elude the droplets of water. After a few slalom runs, they gave up and freely accepted the cold shower with glee. It was so refreshing. It was so thrilling. It was so surprising to see their mom and dad now standing on the perimeter of the gushing springs, viewing their 2 kids laughing as they had never done on this trip. "Mac, Kiki, what's going on here?" Dad barked in the Hollywood voice of a dutiful dad. "We don't really have a time clock on these stories, but I would estimate there were at least 6 seconds of silence." At about the 7th second, Mom giggled and suggested to her husband, "Let's join them." She did. And then she looked back at her husband. "Come on!" To everyone's surprise, Mr. Organization must have sensed that the family was somehow slipping away and eventually danced in the fountains in his J. Crew khakis and polo shirt, out of character, over the top, and definitely off the agenda. On the way home from Montreal, all the family could talk about was the amazing family shower in old Montreal. 15 years later, that is still the family legend. Somewhat surprisingly, Mr. Devlin now loves to relate the story with pride.